Well, good Wednesday afternoon, and welcome to the Long-Term Care Provider Call. I'm Mike Cook, Director of Long-Term Care. I'll remind you, all the calls are muted. The session is being recorded, and those recordings are available on our website. Hold all your questions. We'll get to a question and answer session toward the end of our updates. If you ever have a question or would like the answer to something, give us a call at 405-271-6868 or just send us an email to ltc@health.ok.gov. And that website for COVID-19 resources is ltc.health.ok.gov. So we're ready today. We'll move on into our policy and guidance. And up first is James Jocelyn, our Assistant Deputy Commissioner.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to begin by referring back to the update to the phase reopening plan that was released Friday. Went out to our distribution network on Monday morning. In that guidance, as we discussed last week, we've shifted the alignment of the phases to align with the color codes in the county status, and we've discussed that and that process. The update document went out via email. It's also available on the long-term care COVID page, and it's available on our coronavirus grant page, coronavirus.health.ok.gov. And look under resources under LTC CARES grant, and you will see the link to the phased reopening guidance and that update. So that update included a discussion about, and we talked about moving away from facilities reporting their phase status, and instead that facilities, you know, the phase status would align with the counties, with the county alert status. And what we'd look for instead was where a facility's phase status did not correspond with the county alert status, and collecting reporting on that. And we discussed, and it was suggested, let's make a web page available to submit that, and also making that publicly available. So we have that up. It's tested, and of course no test like getting folks using the system, but we will be sending the link to that reporting site directly to facilities, and it will come via our gov delivery, but it will not be a general distribution gov delivery. It will only go to the facilities and in our facility contacts. So look for that in your email later today for that link. That site may be used by facilities to report their status, even if they are aligned. You can use it, but it's the requirement is for us to be able to know where facilities are not in alignment. And then when a facility, if their situation changes and they are in alignment, they can report that update so that we have that information with the latest information available on that public website. So wanted to make you aware of that. Also, to give you just a quick grant update, we've worked out the bugs. It's working much smoother for the applicants through our drop-down list to show them exactly who the licensed operating entities are and their addresses, so they can immediately check to see if that matches their W-9. And so that's made that part of the review much quicker. And then facilities are attaching their infection prevention approval, and that approval comes through, and they're attaching that. So, you know, we just approved 8 in a matter of, 5, maybe 10 minutes ago, just because everything's lined out. It's very quick to do, so in total we have 71 that we have sent on for approval to finance. The number rejected are primarily those early on that were rejected from folks who submitted without submitting. The W-9s didn't match. They didn't have a DUNS number, or they didn't have an infection prevention control plan. So we initially were sending those back to have them have you submit a new application. We've modified that process to, in most instances, if you reply back to the reviewer that reviewed it with the updated information or updated that W-9, then we amend the application and put a note in the file and move on rather than having you submit a new application. So there's limited circumstances where we'll need you to just submit a new application entirely. But you can't go back in and just pick up the application and edit it. We'll have to edit it from our side. But we're doing that and have done that with a number of folks now and getting that process straightened out. So moving forward with that, and that's really the updates that I've got, Mike.
So I've had about 5 calls on the county alert status.
Oh, I remember.
So I want to give you a couple scenarios. I told them I would.
Well, all right, before I forget, hold on to that, before I forget. So I was asked about the payment process and how that works. So what will happen is the approvals that we make on the licensure side and the infection prevention control side, that's then passed on to our finance office with the contact information that you provided. And they're going to check to see if that entity already has a vendor payment, I forgot what they call it, account with the state. And I believe my understanding is if they already do, then they don't need the information. But otherwise, they then contact the facility to have them complete a vendor payment form that identifies how payment, where payment is, the routing numbers and whatever else. So that's the follow-up process that's done with our finance office. And I don't have information about checks being issued at this point. I wasn't able to get that for today's call.
On the county alert status, so let's say, and I'm not looking at the map, I'm just arbitrarily throwing this out there. Let's say I have a nursing home in Beaver County, and Beaver County is green. However, the nursing home has active COVID positive in it. What is my status?
Phase one.
Okay.
Yeah, so any facility...
And you get this because a lot of it's visitation. I know people want it, and that's a whole other topic and everything. But they're saying the county's green, why can't we go?
Right, yeah. So the guidance that's been issued is that anytime you've got you're dealing with a case in a facility, you know, that's then dial the facility back to phase one and to restrict the visitation. And so the way you move out of that phase then is you get, you know, the symptoms resolved in 14 days. That's when you read the beginning of phase two, that's what it describes. Is that's how you move out of that symptom resolution in 14 days. That 14 days is a window for anyone with symptoms to emerge and for that to be detected. And then you move into phase two, and what we issued with the revised guidance is that at phase two, visitation, you know, facilities can design their visitation strategies and what they want to allow in phase two versus phase three.
And then let me flip that on you and say we're Pontotoc County. The county is orange. However, I have no active COVID cases in my facility, hadn't had one at all. What phase am I in?
Well, so your county phase is orange. So with nothing else, then the facility phase is phase two.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. You said orange. I'm sorry. Phase orange. Orange is phase one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so orange is phase one. And the reason with that designation,